Barra here. Thanks for downloading another Dead Set Legends podcast with Angela Sun and Mark Reddings.
This week we spoke to Glenn McGrath, who's in Perth to watch the Western Force, who are supporting his Pull On Your Socks campaign to raise awareness for breast cancer.
We also caught up with West Coast Fever captain Ash Razzle Brazzle as the team continues its stellar run to the finals.
And Rabideau Adam Reynolds gave us a rundown on the New South Wales State of Origin loss and also the game in Perth. Yes, and cricket royalty in the studio. It's great to have him, the former Australian fast bowler, one of the all-time greats. Glenn McGrath is in the studio. Pidge, how are you, mate? Great to speak to you again.
Yeah, going well for a Sunday morning, so it's great to be back over the West here.
You love coming over here. And, of course, you're here for the Western Force game this afternoon. I think it's 5.20 it kicks off.
5.40.
5.40, is it? Andrew would know.
Yeah, she would know.
All over it.
Her husband is playing in the game, and he will be pulling on your socks, more or less, Ange. Tell us about it.
Yeah, all the boys are wearing pink socks.
Yeah, they are, and this is second year that we've been involved with Western Force, so it's great to be back over here. But this is an initiative the McGrath Foundation has had, I think, since 2011, where it's... You know, we've done a lot around cricket, sort of summer-based sports, but it's this is more aimed at winter sports and getting out, supporting the McGrath Foundation, pulling on your pink socks, and being proud to do that. So it's great to be here with the Western Force again, second time. Last year they played the Lions, had a win.
Yeah, I was wondering what game it was last year.
Yeah, so we're going for 100%. So hopefully the boys can have a win. I think it's been a bit of a tough season for them, but
it's been
time to turn it around.
Very tough season, to say the least. But it's not just professional teams that can get involved in this campaign, is it?
No, it's anyone can jump on the McGrath Foundation website, register their team, and get the pink socks and proudly wear them for the McGrath Foundation and raise money for them.
They look great.
Extraordinary. The McGrath Foundation, as we know, set up many years ago now through your late wife's legacy. Could you have envisaged the amount of support, amount of money that you've raised for this cause?
Oh, it's just been absolutely incredible. It just seems to get bigger and bigger every year. And when we, I think back to when we first set it up, or the first idea of setting up a foundation, we felt if we could help one person, then it's worthwhile. And to sit here now, we have 102 McGrath breast care nurses across the country.
Amazing.
78% of our nurses rural and regional Australia. Being a country boy, that's something I'm proud of. And our nurses have supported over 33,000 Australian families. So this is our 10th anniversary coming up. So
exciting.
2015. Wow. And, it's the support's just been absolutely incredible.
Last time you were here, I think you said you had 9 breast care nurses in WA. Now you've got 12. It's a fantastic way that's happening. It's amazing how the big, tough rugby players have embraced pink as well.
Yeah, I know. How did that relationship strike up?
When you first had to raise it, look, we want you to wear pink.
What?
How did that happen?
Well, when I grew up as a kid, you wouldn't have pink anywhere near your cricket gear either.
Exactly. And
not even zinc on your nose. No way.
No, and now my son's got all the pink cricket gear, and you go to the Sydney pink test and everyone's wearing pink, big burly blokes coming along. So I think everyone's got a little bit of a closet pink side that very happy to come out and wear it. And the bigger, stronger and tougher you are as a bloke, the more I think you enjoy wearing pink.
I'm in awe of you sitting next to you, Glenn. You've got the pink shirt.
You wear it very well.
And the collar is up, so I'm very much in awe of you. Now, we've got you here talking about breast cancer and, of course, the McGrath Foundation, but we can't not ask you about the upcoming Ashes series and the result, but also Kevin Peterson. Right decision or wrong decision not to pick him by England?
Well, it's a tough one, isn't it? I think there's been a lot spoken about KP in the last 12 months or more, and he's a quality player, there's no doubt about that, but the English system seemed to have issues with him. Whether he'd come in and sort of there'd be harmony within the team itself, there was a bit said in his book where he nailed a few of the English players, current English players, so it'd be a tough environment to come into. I think for England not to have a quality player like him in the side is something that they need, and probably Australian boys are happier not to have to bowl to him, but whether it would be a benefit for England if he played or a negative,
who knows. Last night on the news you tipped Ashes victory of
10-0. So
10-0.
How's that work?
I'm always happy to make predictions.
Really?
And there's 5 test matches coming up, and I've always gone the 5-0, but I just thought Australia won the last 5 test matches they played here, so they're already up 5-0. So I'm just stating the obvious. So I thought No, it's going to be 10-0. So so we've got five in the bag already, five to go.
And you got the baby on the way too, mate. There's a bit of baby talk at the moment amongst us here.
But, really?
Really? Are you expecting
a little bit. So you're all set, brother?
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. Yeah, there's James and Holly are 15 and 13, so a little bit of time between drinks. But this is my wife Sarah's and our first. Like I said, I'm a little bit long in the tooth, but it's really exciting. Everyone's so happy. And when we told the kids, they were just over the moon and so excited.
Fantastic.
So it's brilliant.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're a great man.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
What a great man. And this girl is amazing. She got absolutely poleaxed last week. I thought there's no way she'll be playing in the big game next week. And she is. She's passed the concussion test. And Ash Brazil joins us. Is that Ash? Is that you, Ash?
Yeah, hey, how you going, guys?
Morning. Hey, Ash, just tell me quickly, let's clear this up, because the boys came back from your press conference yesterday at 7, Ryan Daniels and Carl, and they said, Brazil, Brazil, Brazil. And
no,
I
Brazil.
Said, no, it's I said it's Brazil, and then it was Brazil. And can you explain, just give it to us so, and we'll record it, and I can play it. You ready?
All right, ready?
Yep, go.
Brazil.
Brazil. Okay, it is Brazil.
Brazil.
So not it is Brazil. Brazil.
However you say it, I don't answer to whatever.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the commentators
people
would be...
People think I'm from Brazil, so I just rock with it.
It'd be Razzle Brazzle today, we're hoping, at the Perth Arena. Big game, big crowd. Obviously, it's not the final or the finals, but it's as good as, Ash.
Yeah, definitely. The New South Wales Swifts are a team that make finals week in, year in, year out. And I think, so we play them this week, and win or loss, we'll be playing them again next week. So it's something we'd like to get a win just to have that bit of confidence going into next week's round.
And get a home final as well. That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be a big thing for us. And I'm hoping that if that happens, they fly back and then fly back again. But who knows if that would stay or not.
Now, how do you reckon Kimberly Green is feeling? Last time you opposed each other, you had a massive head clash, and I think she was out for a whole week. Wasn't she, after she suffered concussion? How do you reckon she's feeling today, having to oppose you?
Yeah, I think Kim will be pretty pumped. She's one of those players who she just leaves the past behind her, and like it was something that was unlucky that it happened, but we both hit heads and she had to come off. But she's a great player. She's someone I love coming up against. I'd probably say she's the toughest competition I'd come up against in the whole league. But no, she's definitely pumped. We've chatted on the phone over the week and...
Are they actually friends?
Up going on. Yeah, I used to play for the Swifts, so I played with Kim for 2 years, so we're definitely friends, but on court, wouldn't.
This is very special to speak to you on, as you're basically heading off to the game. That would be unprecedented in other sports, and we really thank you for that. Now, the ad that goes on for netball, it's all about plays like a girl, okay? You know, sort of that,
yep.
People have that expression, yeah, you're playing like a girl, but actually playing like a girl means you're quite tough, and as we all know, we've got daughters skating.
Yeah,
and
I played
like.
Netball, yeah, I did a month ago and tore my calf muscles, so I know exactly
yeah,
how tough
right.
it is.
I remember
but Ash,
around.
Ash, what happened to you last week? That was a hit, a football-style hit of massive magnitude, and you've bounced back and you feel okay. Do you remember it? Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, I didn't see the keeper coming out at me during the game, but as soon as she hit me, to me it just felt everything felt like it was slow motion. But something I'm pretty proud of, to be honest. I think I've watched it about 200 times.
Oh, mate, you should be proud. That is
you're one tough cookie.
But Ash, also, I've heard that tell me if I'm wrong, that you do like the extreme sports, and you might have even had a little go at footy and been told by the West Coast Fever just to steer away from anything that might cause any other injuries. Is that correct or not?
Oh, definitely. I've had my contract threatened to me because they found out I was playing footy 1 year, but... No, definitely. I love football, and it's something that they do have to push me away from because I love playing it. And when I retire from netball, I definitely will be playing footy again.
Ash, you're a star. 10-18, the game is. We wish you all the best. If you win, you host a home elimination final on Friday, the 5th of June, at HBF Stadium against the Swifts again. It'll be an evening game. And let's hope, who knows, we might even get the grand final over if you keep going.
Oh, it'd be great. Fingers crossed.
Ash, you're a star. Thanks for joining us. Good luck.
Thanks heaps, guys.
Yeah, it's been a big week for NRL as well. Did quite well on TV, the NRL, the first State of Origin game, no doubt about it. New South Wales versus Queensland. Queensland won 11-10.
All right, do we have to mention the score?
New South Wales should have won that. I mean, be in there, we'll take a field goal, any danger? They give it to the fullback who obviously has
Can
to
Can I
do
say
it.
This? Queensland did dominate the second half for what it's worth. But anyway,
what about the first half?
First half was
New South Wales. What did you guys do in the first half?
What did we do? We defended when we had to defend.
You were down 10-6 first half.
The NRL star Adam Reynolds is on the line, and he would enjoy this conversation. Morning, Adam. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks. How are you?
They're still fighting about State of Origin 1. I suppose you're used to that, though, aren't you? What a game it was.
Yeah, mate, it was a great game. In the end, Queensland were too strong with their key players standing up at the right time. But credit to New South Wales, mate. They gave everything they had, and I'm sure they'll be better off in the run for next game.
Adam, just to put into context for people here in WA, a question. State of Origin is huge. As a player, would you rather be in a winning State of Origin setup or win a premiership for the Rabbitohs?
Yeah. Ooh, tough one.
It's hard to say, mate. I've only played for South and haven't had the chance to play for New South Wales yet. But a lot of people I talk to about State of Origin and comparing it to comps, they say it doesn't really come close to winning a comp. I suppose you spend 4 or 5 months in the pre-season with all your mates, and it's a long season as well, and to see everything that you go throughout the whole year, it's pretty rewarding. And lucky enough, last year we won it, and it was no better feeling.
And you're a New South Wales Welshman, so you would have been barracking for the Blues the other night. Any word on Robbie Farah and his shoulder injury? Do you reckon he'll be back for the next game?
I'm not too sure. He's bothered our physio, and he said it's not a very good injury. It's something you can manage, though. So there will be a possibility of him playing in game two, and hopefully he does. He's a major part for the Blues, and he's a very good player as well.
So you're all here next Saturday at NIB Stadium. It's I think a kickoff is about 3:30. It's a fantastic venue for rugby league. I bet you can't wait to get here. They really get it behind rugby league in this town.
Yeah, definitely, mate. In previous years, I've loved it, and unfortunately this year I won't be a part of that game. But I'll be still making the trip over and spend it over there with the boys. And I can't wait. The people of Perth are such welcoming, and they definitely make it a better experience for us.
So how is your knee going? Obviously not too good.
The knee's fine. I got back from the knee, and luckily first game back I broke my thumb. So
oh no, bad season.
Yeah, I've had a few screws put in there, and a few more weeks on the sideline.
And Adam, when it comes to being the reigning premiers, you feel like, and your form probably has been a bit up and down. You feel like you've gone from being the hunter to the hunted. Every team's gunning for you, I'm supposing.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that we've touched on over the past few weeks at South, and I think it's a good responsibility to have. It's make sure that you turn up every week ready to play. Otherwise, you're not going to walk away with the 2 points. And every game's critical. It's where you finish on the cop at the end of the year to give yourself the best chance of winning the big prize.
No doubt. And did you see Goodsy's war dance? Did you get a chance to? Did you watch the AFL?
Yeah, I loved it, mate. My partner and kids are Aboriginal, and mate, to see him celebrate like that, it means a lot to him and his family, and obviously his culture.
Well done, mate. Well said. Well said.
Well, don't you think it's kind of similar to Greg Inglis when he does his Goanna dance when he scores a try?
Yeah, definitely. They're proud from where they come from. I'm sure any other race or culture, you see all the Maori boys sticking their tongues out. Isaac Lee's at training and always got his tongue out. It's good to see. They're proud of their culture, and if not, I think there should be more of it.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy, Goodsy. I've met him several times. Does amazing work for his community as well. Hey, good on you, Adam. We'll see you over here. You won't be playing, but we'll see you over here. The Warriors versus the Rabbitohs, 6th of June, NIB Stadium. If you love your rugby league, get along. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.